Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Boudreau. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Steve Gromick. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromick. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Gromick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. Majeski moves to second. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Gromick reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gromick moves to third. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gromick scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dobie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Fain moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain scores. Chapman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to third. Majeski moves to second. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar is walked intentionally. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Chapman scores. Majeski scores. Rosar moves to third. Suter moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosar scores. Suter scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Win pinch hits for Steve Gromick. Early Win is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Win takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux moves to third. Boone moves to second. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Early Win. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux scores. Boone moves to third. Avila moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Garcia now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Suter fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians too. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreaux fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a line drive towards third. Boudreaux reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Joost hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tucker hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreaux fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Athletics. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Coleman juggles the ball. That's an error on Coleman. Boudreau moves to third. Boone moves to second. Ken Keltner pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau scores. Boone moves to third. Hegan moves to second. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Alex Kellner now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Boone scores. Hegan moves to third. Keltner moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Al Rosen pinch hits for Thurman Tucker. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hegan scores. Keltner moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Keltner scores. Mitchell moves to third. Vernon moves to second. It's 8-5, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell scores. Vernon moves to third. Doby moves to second. It's 9-5, Indians. Carl Scheib now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Vernon scores. Doby moves to third. Gordon moves to second. It's 10-5, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby scores. Two outs. It's 11-5, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Larry Doby now playing center field. Al Benton now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox pinch runs for Buddy Rosar. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Carl Scheib. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreau fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.